So no matter, I get all these Anabaptists asking me, ready? Ready? You know all the questions Anabaptists ask me? What's Anabaptist mean? Who cares? I know what it means. Who cares? Where are you from? Who cares? How old are you? Who cares? All these questions, and nobody cares about the gospel. Your shirt says, I stand with Israel.
Absolutely.
Are you a Christian?
Of course I
Then you would know the gospel if you're a Christian. What's the gospel? How do you find eternal life?
The way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
So what did he do?
What did he do? What I do?
What did he do?
Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And I believe every word that the Bible says.
Really? So, did he rise again?
If he rose again, most certainly he rose again.
Okay. So, what does the Bible say because he rose again you have to do to apply it to your life? Just believe?
Trust and obey.
You have to obey.
Yeah, trust and
obey. So, trust and obey.
Absolutely.
Is that so you would tell somebody, believe in Jesus, trust and obey?
Do
people have to repent?
Of course you have to repent.
What's repentance?
Turn back from away from your sin.
Right. Does that mean man-made religion?
Man-made religion?
Is sin, because it would be false traditions and full of lies, like the Anabaptists. They keep a bunch of false ways. That would be lies and sin. You have to repent of that. You just said you got to repent.
Yeah.
You got to obey. The Anabaptist faith doesn't obey Jesus. It's obeying man-made traditions.
What do you mean they don't obey Jesus?
They don't obey Jesus.
They don't?
No.
Really?
Did Jesus tell people to go and live a life of luxury and play shuffleboard and bocce ball and drive around on bikes and eat ice cream and spend thousands of dollars on vacation? Or did Jesus say, go preach the gospel, make disciples?
Yeah, that's what he said.
These people aren't doing that. They don't do it in their regular life, and they don't do it when they're on vacation. I know all about the Anabaptists.
You do?
Yeah. I'm from Wisconsin, and I lived in Missouri for a while. I know all about the Anabaptists. I've known them for years. They're a dead man-made religion. So, are you an Anabaptist? You don't look like one, but are you?
Are you saying...
Are you an Anabaptist?
I'm a Christian.
No. What denomination are you united to?
I don't belong to a church.
Okay. You don't go to church on Sunday?
I go to
or
church every Sunday.
Where do you go?
Well, at home, I go to First Baptist Church.
Oh, Baptist. So you're a Baptist.
Yeah.
So, well, here.
I'm not a member. I just attend.
Oh, thank you, honey. That's an Anabaptist card. Here, if you're really a truth seeker, we'll give you a regular card. It's the same gospel, but the Anabaptists have a few other sins that the Baptists don't have. So the Baptist faith, when was it invented?
The Baptist?
Yeah. Well, we really should get back to the gospel. Let me finish that. Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. You didn't mention repentance. Repentance, change your mind. Come out of every false way. And you got to be born again by the Spirit
Absolutely,
of God.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. That's right.
And when you're born again, holiness and obedience marks your path, not man-made traditions or the culture. And then you got to endure.
So are you saying
that's the gospel. I would say, let's focus on the Baptist. You're a Baptist. I would say the
Baptist. I'm not a Baptist.
You go to a Baptist church.
Yeah, I do.
So you're united to them.
No.
Sing and pray, so you're united to them. Brother, how many people tell us they go to these places, sing and pray with them, but they're not united to them? What if I told you I go to Mormon church and I sing and I pray with them, but I'm not united to them? That's ridiculous. You're united to them. Their sin is stuck on you.
I listen to the messages that he preaches.
The Bible doesn't tell you to listen to false teachers. Baptists are false teachers.
So you saying...
The Anabaptists are false teachers.
Are you saying these people here are all going to hell?
If they don't repent and they're not born of God and they don't cleanse themselves in his blood from all sin, yes, they're going to hell. That's what the Bible says.
Okay, believe.
That's what the Bible says.
Jesus said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes shall not perish,
right,
but have everlasting life.
Yeah, what does believe mean?
Believe on him.
Does it mean to follow?
To follow him.
Does it mean obey?
Absolutely.
Does it mean to endure?
Absolutely.
Does it mean to keep sound doctrine?
Absolutely.
They're not doing that.
They're not.
They keep man-made traditions that Mark 7 says it makes your worship of God in vain, like the Baptists. I have an article on my website, on my teaching blog, Baptist or Biblical. It'll show you the sins of the Baptist faith. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, worldliness. The Anabaptists have a lot of the same sins of the Baptists.
Really?
Yeah. You need to test yourself and go a lot deeper. Because you're just kind of like smorgasbordin, the Christian faith, going to Baptist and probably hang out here a little bit. But do you know the truth and the Word of God? That T-shirt is not going to save you on Judgment Day. I stand with Israel.
That?
The T-shirt's not going to save you on Judgment Day.
You read in Genesis 12:3, God told Abraham, whoever curses you will be cursed. Whoever blesses you will be blessed.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
why I stand with Israel.
Yeah, but the nation of Israel today is not the nation that God's talking about.
It's not.
Okay, so be careful.
They're all going to be repented. They're going to come to the truth. Yeah, in Christ's return.
Israel's going to be restored spiritually, God's people. That's a whole other topic. But then go back to the Baptists. If you're living in Baptist-like faith and you're living in the world and you're united to Anabaptists, you're in sin and you're going to lose your soul, sir. So we love you. Check that gospel out. Lots of articles that don't perish for free.
There's a,
You got to be in spirit and truth, Jesus said. Baptists aren't in truth, Anabaptists aren't in truth.
I listen to Free Chapel down here in Gainesville, Georgia. His name is Jensen Franklin.
Yeah, I know him.
You do?
Another false teacher.
In what way?
False doctrine.
In what way?
You email me, we'll talk about it.
No, you tell me.
You email me, we'll talk about it. You email me.
I'd like to know.
You email me, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We went over the gospel. That's the most important thing. We lifted up Christ.
Now
you see your need. Jesus, I just read Revelation 2 where it says you must repent and turn and get back to your first love. Your first love is Christ. And if you love Christ, you obey and keep his word.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to remove the lampstand. And when somebody gets their light removed, they have no hope. The Baptists are going to get their light removed, any light they have. The Anabaptists will too. Jesus is coming in 2 Thessalonians in flaming fire to judge and destroy. All those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Come back and rapture the church out of
it. No. The rapture is a lie.
No, it's not.
Pre-trib rapture is a lie.
How do you figure?
Oh, because it is, sir. I got articles on that.
Well, you read 1 Thessalonians 4.
First Corinthians 15 says he's coming at the end of the tribulation. Matthew 24 says he's coming at the end of the tribulation. It's the same event. And then he's going to take his people up. Pre-trib rapture is a Baptist lie. It's a lie that's been going on for 200 years. Don't believe it, sir. I have articles about that. It's a preacher lie.
Would you like a gospel
pass? You found the truth in the Anabaptist faith? You can't find the truth in the Anabaptist faith because they don't have the full truth.
I love Jesus.
If you love Jesus, you'd obey him and keep his commandments and come out of man-made religion.
I have.
Did you want an Anabaptist gospel card, sir?
Oh, no.
Okay, there you go. Then if you don't want a gospel card, you're not a truth seeker, so we understand. All right, so we're lifting up Christ crucified. The man saying he's a Baptist, the man over there on the bike. He goes to the Baptist church. The Baptists have a lot of the same sins as the Anabaptists, following man-made traditions, keeping a false gospel, idleness. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Look at how the Anabaptists live. Luxury, leisure, ice cream, beach, volleyball, shuffleboard. None of this is of God. The Bible says in Romans 8:8, you can't please God in your flesh. The Anabaptists are full of flesh. So we just come to represent the truth to anybody that'll listen so that they'll go test themselves. Tons of articles at don'tperish.com show you why the Anabaptist faith is false. Today we got a bunch of laughing, mocking foolishness, as usual at the Anabaptist places. But I think we did talk to a couple seekers that said, yep. One man left the Amish faith and he said, yeah, I know the Amish faith is full of a bunch of sin. A young man. I hear that from people that leave the Anabaptists all the time. They're full of sin. There's a lot of sin. The doctrines aren't sound in the Amish faith, the Mennonite faith. They're not preaching the biblical gospel. They love mammon more than they love their neighbors. There's a lot of drinking, smoking, pornography in the Amish and Anabaptist world. There's a lot of carnality and sin.
Hey, would you listen? Amish is not a faith, it's a way of life. Our faith is Christ.
A way of life is not going to save you, sir.
It's not.
Then you shouldn't be calling yourself Amish. You shouldn't be keeping their traditions. You should be following Jesus. The man said that Amish is a way of life. We hear that all the time. Oh, Amish is a way of life. It's not going to save you. Jesus is the way of eternal life. If you're not following Jesus, you're wasting your life. You're like the people of the world. Amish men, you are no different than the people of the world. You're wasting your life, except the wrath is going to be worse for you. The wrath is going to be worse for you because you claim Jesus, but you live in hypocrisy. There's a special fiery hot judgment because Christ hates hypocrisy. And the Anabaptists live in massive hypocrisy. It's not a way of life that will save you. Would you like a gospel card that shows you why the Amish are sinful? Would you like one? It's a gospel card that shows you why, because we love our neighbor, why the Amish and the Anabaptist life is unbiblical. The biblical gospel calls you to truth, sir. The Amish keep a bunch of false ways and man-made traditions that are going to damn your soul. Check that out. We love you. Loving our neighbor with the truth of the gospel today. Sound doctrine that saves. 1 Timothy 4:16.
Where are you from? I'd like to go
I'm from God. He sent me to be a messenger and preach. Okay. That's where I'm from.
You go to the interstate.
Go check out that gospel. Go test the Baptist faith. Go test that preacher you're talking about.
I'm not a Baptist.
And then you will find truth.
I'm not a Baptist.
But you see, the question remains. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, as my wife sign says, why are you? Jesus wasn't Baptist, why are you? Jesus wasn't Roman Catholic, why would you be? Jesus wasn't a Lutheran, why would you be?
He was a Jew.
Yeah.
He was a Jew.
Of course he was.
He was a Jew.
And everybody that followed Jesus was a Christian that kept his word and his ways. But if you don't keep the Christian ways of the New Testament Bible and some of pre-Torah, you're not following Jesus, you're following a false god. Jesus warned, Paul warned, 2 Corinthians 11:4 about false Jesus, false spirits, false gospels. That's what the Anabaptist faith is involved in today. False spirits. We've seen some dark spirits here today.
I got to ask you a question.
False gospels.
Can I ask you a question?
And false religion that will not save you.
I got a question.
This is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him.
Amen.
You can't make up your own Jesus and follow him your Amish way, your Mennonite way, your Lutheran way, your Catholic way. You follow Christ his way. And I keep saying it in Mark 7. Howbeit in vain you worship me for your keeping of your man-made traditions. Go read Mark 7. Jesus said it just for you and you. And you, and everyone else here. You worship God in vain. You're not following Christ, the one who died and rose again. You're following false Messiah. You're following false religion. And I don't have to answer anyone's questions. I went over the gospel with you. I offered you to email me. You don't have truth, sir. You're an Amish man. The Amish men don't have truth. Then go on your way. Why would I listen to you? I don't listen to Mormons. I don't listen to Roman Catholics. I don't listen to Catholics, Lutherans.
You don't want to listen. You're judging.
No, I don't listen to false teachers. Show me one Bible verse where it says I should listen to false teachers.
How do you know I'm a false teacher?
Because you're Amish. Amish keep a bunch of false ways.
Well, now, you're judging.
I am judging. I'm supposed to judge. Okay. Bible tells me to judge. Jesus said judge rightly.
How do you know what's in here?
I don't need to judge your heart. I see your fruit. Outside. You go with the Baptist, he goes with the Amish. There's your fruit. Don't eat your heart. I see your fruit. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak. Out of the abundance of your heart, your life does live. Amish, Baptist, God's word is the only one that's right. And I'm preaching it. You guys are keeping man-made traditions that are going to damn your soul. We love you. You got to repent. I don't listen to false teachers. Jesus didn't listen to the Pharisees. He told them the truth and told them to repent, and he called them hypocrites. Repent, hypocrite. We love you. Repent. Nope. He says, get the plank out of your eye and then judge. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those in sin. You're being publicly rebuked. Can you read the word of God? You want me to read it for you?
Go ahead, read whatever you want.
Let me read the word of God for him. I love him enough to do this, even though I don't think he has ears to listen. Most Amish don't. They're spiritually dead.
Most. You said most. So why you judge me if you don't know me? Because I don't, like I said, Amish is the way of life. I believe in Jesus.
1 Timothy 5:20, them that sin. Now you're talking over the word of God.
Okay. Go ahead.
1 Timothy 5:20, them that sin rebuke before all that others also may fear. Thought we weren't supposed to judge. You want me to go to 1 Corinthians 5 where Paul throws the man out for sin? How about Matthew 18 where Jesus said, if your brother's in sin, go to him, call him out. If he won't repent, take more. If he won't repent, go to the whole body. If he won't repent, put him out. I thought we're not supposed to judge.
Well, you're not. It says, what is it? Matthew 7, say, first verse. Yeah.
Let me read Matthew 7. I love the word of God. I'm going to read more than first verse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Judge not, yet you be not judged. For whatsoever judgment ye judge, you will be judged. And what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you again. Why beholdest the mote that is in the brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye?
Amen.
How will thou say thy brother, let me get the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?
That's it.
That's all you've been doing all afternoon is judging, running everybody else.
Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of your own eye, then thou shalt see clearly, cast the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Exactly right. You said it. You nailed it.
I came out of man-made religion. I can judge man-made religion because I came out of it. You're still in it. You're in it. You're in sin. It says judge rightly. It says you'll be judged how you judge. I'm judging you by the word of God harshly. I'm going to be judged by the word of God harshly. I'm judging you against man-made religion to come out. I have come out. So how I'm judging is how I'll be judged. Get that diet book out. It'll be helpful.
What about our fruits? You don't know anything. You don't know us. How about our fruits?
I see your fruit.
All right.
I see your fruit.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, your associations, what you're doing here.
That's not our
You're not fruit. Preaching the gospel.
How do you know?
Preach the gospel to me. How do you find eternal life? On video.
Jesus Christ our Lord. Being born again. Put our trust in him.
Being John 17.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's my faith.
You didn't mention repentance.
Well, yeah, you got to repent. Yeah.
Though your gospel was incomplete.
Oh, yeah.
Is holiness and obedience part of it?
I couldn't be born.
Is holiness and obedience part of it?
You can't repent.
You didn't mention holiness and obedience.
Oh.
Do you have to endure in the faith?
Absolutely.
You didn't mention any of that. See why? How I could know your fruit? I just saw it on video. I got your fruit. We love you, sir. You're incomplete.
You're incomplete.
The Amish faith is incomplete, sir. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul.
It is your faith.
Well, whatever faith you have a false gospel that you couldn't preach. And you're wasting your life in foolishness. And I can see your fruit. I can see your fruit.
Yeah.
Jesus said, get the plank out of your eye, then you can judge rightly. That's what we did. We got the plank out of our eye. We left man-made religion so we could judge rightly. And when you come out of man-made religion, then you can judge rightly that which is wrong. I can't tell you to quit smoking while I'm smoking. But if I come out of man-made religion, I can tell you to come out of man-made religion. But look at the fruit of your youth. Volleyball. The Bible says you should be sober and holy and about the things of God. Look at what their youth are involved in. Foolish frivolity in volleyball. Right down there is the shuffleboard court where they started singing today when I showed up. No singing was going on until I showed up. Then you got bocce ball. Down the road you got ice cream. And a lot of them go to the beach. This is all flesh and foolishness outside of holiness and the truth of God's word. It's clear. We can judge it, we can see it, we can avoid it, we can walk in sound doctrine. Jesus didn't call us to this frivolous, foolish life. Jesus called us to holiness, righteousness, good works, seeking the kingdom of God. So we just want to be salt and light. Yep, Jesus said in John 3, 19 through 21, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. But men love darkness because the light reproves them and they stay in the darkness. Sin causes you to stay in darkness, Anabaptist. We see it all the time in the world and in the Christian faith. Sin causes you to walk in darkness, and we want better for our neighbors. Test yourself to the holy word of God today. Jesus, a righteous judge, is coming. He's going to part the clouds. There's no pre-trib rapture. He's bringing fire and judgment. What will become of you in your idleness, your worldliness, your flesh? Your foolishness, young people. Have they taught you to be about the things of God? Let me address the young people. Have they taught you to be about the things of God or flesh? This is not about the things of God. It's just a fact, young people. You're wasting your life. You're not living after that which Christ died for, to seek the kingdom.